You're listening to SBS News.
The darknet gives users access to hidden websites that authorities can have difficulty tracking to identify who is responsible. A 34-year-old Australian man is being detained near the German-Danish border for allegedly operating the dark market. Prosecutors allege the dark market was possibly the largest illegal online marketplace in the world, with almost 2,500 sellers. An estimated 320,000 transactions occurred on the site, including the sale of drugs, stolen or falsified credit cards, and counterfeit money. James Martin is an associate professor in criminology at Swinburne University in Melbourne. He's told the ABC it can be hard for authorities to take these sites offline.
So shutting the entire darknet down would have implications for national security agencies and for other legitimate purposes that the darknet is used for.
Dr. Monica Barrett is a senior research fellow at Melbourne's RMIT University. Dr. Barrett says software technology linked to the darknet can protect users' identities for positive reasons and can be useful for people facing political persecution in their home countries. She says others don't want to be exposed to online surveillance and are seeking privacy from government monitoring.
We've got this closure now, and I imagine that there will be more sites that do pop up, but it does put people into a spin. There will be people who are halfway through transactions who, you know, won't receive those goods. There will obviously be people arrested through this.
Dr. Barrett says the dark market was promoted as a female-run service.
This is a completely global situation where we have, as you're seeing here, a market that's allegedly run by an Australian who, you know, isn't in Australia, who's between Germany and Denmark, and it will likely involve people from all across the world.
The inquiry into the dark market involved German investigators, the United States Federal Bureau of Investigation and Europol. Servers for the site were based in Moldova and Ukraine and were closed this week. Associate Professor James Martin says people living in Western countries are the largest users of darknet markets.
We have the third highest in the world rate of usage for people using the darknet to acquire illicit drugs, and around the second highest in the world per capita when we look at the number of Australian darknet drug dealers there are operating online.
The dark market transactions were reportedly worth the equivalent of $221 million Australian dollars. Australia's Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says it's aware of reports about the case and it's ready to provide consular assistance. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.